Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. We are continuing our study of the common mistakes people make in their youth that they use the rest of their lives to regret. You recall that last week we started talking about postponement of retirement planning. People don't start their retirement planning until it is literally too late, because the earlier you start the plan, the better. Today we'll be talking about other errors people make. Even those who make those planning, they take some steps that are actually hurtful to the retirement plan in itself when you look at it holistically. So before we go into today's study, let me plead with you once again, subscribe to my channel, The Candid Cast, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and other social media platforms. We also have audio podcasts from where you can listen to us and be blessed. And do well to also share it widely among your loved ones. Thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. Your subscription means a lot to us. Now, we're in our fourth episode. Common errors people make in their youth that they use the rest of their lives to regret. My desire is that you will not be a victim of any of such errors. When people, I discuss with people about retirement planning, and people have all manner of things they call retirement plan, which I see as an error. One of them is relying on children as retirement plan. It's an error. Like, I know somebody who has 7 children, and we're discussing. She said, well, if I have 7 children, there is no way I will suffer at old age. I said, really? You are expecting that all the children will do well, or some of them will do well, and even when they do well, they must remember you and be taking responsibility for your well-being at old age. That is an error. There is one of my friends that said, he said a person that did not plan retirement is the person who sent curses out at old age instead of blessing, rather than sit down and say, oh, this child in Canada, I expect that he's doing well, may God bless him, may God bless her. This child in Australia, may God bless him, may God bless her. You will sit down and be saying, this child, unless the child did not suck this breast, he didn't remember me this month, and you send out curses. That is not expected of you in your old age. You are supposed to be sending out blessings to your children wherever they are. So in African culture, generally the way we grew up, I won't blame so many people above the age of 50, grew up in Africa when the family bond was so tight that you graduate from school, you have to sponsor your younger ones. Once a parent trains the first and or second born, all the others are trained by their older sibling. But we can all attest to the fact that that is no longer the case. That is not the life that we live today. So family support is valuable, but relying on it solely can be very risky. Economic conditions have changed drastically. So many of the people that go out of school today, you graduate, you are looking for a job, somebody you are waiting for, that this is the person who will be responsible for your old age. Graduated, maybe went to school at 16, expecting to graduate at 21. Because of university strike, he's graduating at 28. He's looking for a job until 35. When will such a person start fending for you? If that's the person you are relying on, the old age will be miserable for such a person. So children are no longer effective retirement plan because of changing circumstances, not because the children are good or they are bad. You may have the best of children with the best of intention, but they are just not in a position to help the way they, and carrying their own burden. Cost of education, there is no more free education. There is no more free health. There is no free water from any water board. Every bill that they have to pay today, and the level of taxation that we see today, makes it almost impossible for them to remember you. And if they remember you, it can never be enough. So draw your own plan on how you will survive in your old age. So let's look at another error that most people make in retirement planning. We have talked about children as retirement plan, that it may not be enough. We will now look at rental income. You know, in the days of our father, things are really, really changing, and they are changing very fast. If you buy a car and you have not built a house, you are seen as a useless child. The first thing our parents expected from us is that you build a house that will generate rent for you to survive in your old age. And I was in that illusion for a very long time, when I thought in my career life, if I'm able to build a block of 4 flats where we collect rent from 3 and live in 1, that is great retirement plan. But today, the reality is very different. If you wait for rent for survival in your old age, hunger will wipe out that person and send him to early grave. Ability or willingness of the tenants to pay is waning. And when tenants pay, you get agents, even chartered, registered members of the Nigerian Institute of Estate Surveyors and Valuers, collecting your rent and spending it and not remitting. And you don't have a court to take them to, because you'll be in court for another 10 years. Look, these are frustrations that are avoidable. I recommend you don't depend on rental income as something that will sustain you in your old age. The frustrations from the legal system, the frustration from the administrative system, frustration from the wickedness of the society of people living in houses they did not build and being unwilling to pay for it. Then the cost of repair and maintenance is higher than the rent that you will achieve if you are in Nigeria. This may not be applicable to the rest of the world, particularly the developed world, but in Nigeria, it is not advisable that you depend on rental income as a retirement plan. We'll look at another thing we should look at. Number 3, failure to anticipate longevity and body weakness. When we are planning retirement, expect to live long. If it comes, I know it's grace, it's only God that determines who will live to 100 and who will not live to 100. But expect that you will live to 100 and begin to plan for it. If you plan for 100 and you die at 80, you lost nothing. But if you plan for 80 and you live to 100, there is a lot of misery of 20 years that you will have to cope with. So when you are living long, your body is getting weaker. Cost of health care is rising. It's not going to come down. That I know. I've been in Nigeria long enough to know that the gravity does not work with our economy. What goes up does not come down when it comes to the Nigerian economy. So if it goes up, expect it to go up more. If it went up 10% last year, project that it will go up 15% this year. And that's how it has always been. I recall when I was looking at documents with which I retired cash advance from my office in my younger days. I traveled to Warri by road and came back using official car. And I think total I spent on petrol was less than 21 naira to and fro when I was submitting the receipt, when petrol was about 20 kobo per liter. But since then, it has been rising and there is no coming down. At the beginning of this year, when we saw all the crash in the value of the naira between the 2023 and 2024, we thought it has stabilized, nothing will make it to go down again in 2025. But that's not our reality. You get older, you spend more in health costs, and if you don't make sufficient provision for it, it will erode your savings and make your old age miserable. So plan that you will live long. Plan also that your health may not be as fit as it was in your youth and teenage years. And number 4, Many people don't make comprehensive plan. So when we are talking of comprehensive plan, mean we are satisfied with saving money sporadically. So I have surplus today, I put something apart, without being deliberate about your goal. This is how much, like when I was planning in my using shares to plan, I knew how much GTB I wanted to hold, how much of Nigerian Breweries, how much of Guinness I will hold before I retired. I was working on all this, that this is the amount, minimum amount of dividend that I will get. And one beautiful thing about relying on the stock market is that once you are not selling, the price going up and down has nothing to do with you. Leave it there. You are relying on dividends for your retirement. As you get older, dividends will continue to rise. Those stocks that were paying 20 kobo dividend in 2007, 2008 are now the ones paying 15 naira, 20 naira dividend per share by now. So it helps to cushion the effect of inflation. So stock market is one of the retirement areas that you can use to erode inflation or cushion the effect of inflation on your retirement reserve. So if you have a well-structured plan, it should include milestones. You, at this age, this is what I should have. At this age, this is what I should have. So as you are nearing retirement, when I'm about 5 years to leave my career job, this is where I should be. You have set all those things in place and you are working towards the predetermined financial targets. And I know many people will tell you that some people plan and it didn't work out, but they will always be better than those who did not plan at all. Number five, failure to anticipate inflation. When I started work in 1989, the exchange rate of Naira to the dollar was about, I think 1989, we're doing about 5 Naira or so to the dollar. So when it came to 8 Naira in 1990, I remember one of the American companies I registered, I brought into Nigeria, brought in $1 million that was exchanged at 8 Naira to the dollar. And we have always waited that it will get better. When you say it is possible for this Naira to exchange for 100 Naira someday, everybody will tell you it is not our portion. It will not happen. Now, exchange at 100 Naira, I don't know what level of faith you have to even make it a prayer point. What you are praying now is, will Naira ever be 1,000 Naira to a dollar again? And we will celebrate. So, anticipate inflation. When you retire, your reserve, like I mentioned, stock market as an example, those who are there know that companies that were paying 20 kobo per share are now paying 20 naira per share. Is there devaluation of the naira? Yes. Has the dividend taken care of it? Yes. Then those who have properties, if you want to sell your properties, it also takes care of inflation. There are things, investments that you put in place that helps to cushion the impact of inflation. Holding cash is the worst you can do to yourself when you are anticipating inflation. Cash will continue to depreciate anywhere. So hold assets that will appreciate, it will help. Number six, failure to make enough provision for healthcare. You recall I mentioned earlier, our bodies are not designed to last forever. So when you are much younger, you can jump from, and I remember in the primary school, we used to do high jump and do, there is one we call pole vault. You use, when you have finished jumping, the one your strength can carry, you use pole to go higher than that number and come down from that height. But at the age of 50, I don't see anybody going to try that because the body can no longer accommodate that. So as the head weakens, the bones weaken, the muscles are weakened, everything about the body cost so much more to maintain, even to maintain the eyes alone, for your eyes to continue to see. It take you over ₦1 million every year to maintain your eyes. You are maintaining your ear to help your ear to hear. In your youth, who knows that there is anything called ear hospital? Nobody bothers. Maybe in your first 20 years, when they say ENT doctor, I don't know what those people do. Why will anybody be ENT doctor? You may not be able to understand it, but it comes to a time when all those things, eye doctor, ear doctor, nose doctor, skin doctor, all of them are lining up to take from what you have reserved for your old age. So be careful to include all of them in your plan so that we don't make shallow plan. Number 7, falling for Ponzi scheme. Many people in retirement, when you are about to retire, for most people who have never done business before, you are retiring, you get your gratuity. It's the first time you are seeing a big bulk money, and you get somebody who will tell you, oh, if you bring this money, you can make 10% a month. The first thing I ask, you know, I always tell people, if banks are lending at 30% per annum, that's 2.5% per month, why do you want to borrow my own to pay me 10%? If you have so much money to give out, don't you have people in your family, in your church, or in your mosque, in your street, in your neighborhood that you can give that money to? So it takes absolute thoughtlessness to fall for Ponzi scheme. And greed is the principal driver of every such scheme. Don't be greedy in retirement, because you are no more young. The mistake that you make in your youth, you have enough time to correct it. But mistake at old age can be very fatal. In your youth, make all the mistakes that you want to make, but don't toy with your money. Be risk averse as you get older. Reduce the volume of risk that you'll be willing to take. This is where we draw the curtain today on the CandidCast. Thank you for staying tuned to us. God bless you.